It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony, where each week we highlight the interview, the guest, the thought, the concept, the theory, the joke that moved the needle the most. This week's winner, somebody we'd been dying to get on the show, just to try to get a handle on what the guy was all about. We like a lot of his policy points. We've, you know, enjoyed his leadership down in the great state of Florida. But we wanted to see if we could get the guy to crack up a little bit, maybe loosen up, maybe punt on the policy and talk pop culture. And that's exactly what Ron DeSantis was able to do. The 46th governor of Florida stopped by on his 45th birthday. And of course, we got into it with the battle between him and Trump and COVID and Fauci and everything in between. But there was probably more movie talk out of Ron DeSantis than you're going to get in an interview anywhere else in America right now. And I do consider that to be our superpower. We don't know what we're talking about, but we know what to talk about, and it makes for some good radio, as you will see in this game ball to Ron DeSantis. We always say on this show, America is like the Michael Jordan of countries, and it definitely feels like we're going through that phase where he quit basketball and he's playing minor league baseball and everything's kind of a mess. Joining us now is a very prominent candidate to get this team back on track and playing championship ball, the 46th governor of Florida, who happens to be celebrating his 45th birthday, Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox Across America. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
We're pumped up to have you on the show. I have to say, when I saw that you were 45, so you're like half the age of everybody else running.
That's right. You know, it was interesting. I've been in New York this week. We were at the Ground Zero Remembrance, and I've done some other stops. I stopped to see Cardinal Dolan in New York City, and he, and I was asking, like, you know, what's your trajectory after this? And he's like, well, when you're 75, they make you retire. And I told him, I was like, you can launch a presidential campaign right after that, right? I mean, that seems to be what's going on.
75? This guy could be in the Senate for another 20 years. What is he talking about, man?
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look and see Nancy Pelosi's doubling down for another term, we really do need term limits for members of Congress. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous. That's when scary. These people are there for 30 or 40 years. You look at how the country is descending, particularly our insolvency. And these guys have had, you know, the wheel for how many decades. I think it's time to pass the torch.
Yeah, I think people would agree with you on that. But this I'm telling you now, is an interesting interview because you are the matchup here, okay? Batter to pitcher, is you're a guy who played in the Little League World Series. I'm the kind of guy who bets on the Little League World Series. So, it's, you know, just don't dig in, okay? Don't dig in is all I ask. By the way, and I wanted to ask you that, how is, by the your baseball skills these days? Can you still hit in a batting cage?
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, that's something when you hit hitting a baseball is tough, but when you learn to do it at a young age, it's something that always sticks with you. So, for example, I didn't play golf growing up. Uh-huh. I haven't played golf in a while. If I took it, my swing would be all out of whack. Baseball, you know, if you throw me a fastball, I can hit the fastball, and it's just kind of the way it is. But I'll tell you, you know, with respect to Little League, I was thinking with the betting, you know, uh-huh. when we went to the World Series that year, our goal – under our hats, we put WWT, which stood for We Want Taiwan, because they were the superpower in Little League Baseball in the late 80s and early 90s. Come to find out, the reason they were the superpower is because they were playing 13- and 14-year-olds in the 12-year-old league. So that was information that I think a lot of people could have used to predict them winning all those championships. So we were better as 12-year-olds, but they had 13- and 14-year-olds on their team.
Ron DeSantis is on the line, Florida governor. He could have saved me a lot of money in 1991. Had he shared that information. Well, I'll tell you, the two most fascinating things about your candidacy, obviously, is, you know, you're the governor of a state that is thriving. You're the only one in the race who played in the Little League World Series. And you happen to be one of the few people at the top of the polls who is neither under indictment or has a child under indictment right now. Is that an odd feeling?
Well, you know, it's an interesting world we live in, is all I can say. I mean, there's a lot of things we need to clean up in this government for sure, and I will clean up the DOJ and the FBI. I'm also the only one running in either party that's actually served in uniform, mm-hmm. and it was something that when I was at the 9/11 remembrance, a bunch of the families invited my wife and I. We went around and visited the names that were sketched in the museum and everything, and I was, you know, not affected by it directly in terms of I didn't have friends or family that died there, but that was one of the reasons why I ended up joining the military. Mm-hmm. So it changed the trajectory of my life, and I ended up serving in Iraq and all this. And as the president elected in 2024, I'd be the first president elected who served in a war since 1988. It used to be that was a pretty standard thing with presidents. Yeah. We've been a generation removed from having one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's fascinating stuff. And as it pertains to 9/11, my brothers are city cops here in New York. My brother Joey was off duty that day. Thankfully, he's okay. But he was brave enough to go down there. I was brave enough to drive him to a checkpoint. That was my contribution. But I have a lot of respect for guys like yourself who put on the uniform and, you know, put their lives on.
Well, and we in Florida, one of the things about being governor, outside of the New York City area, we have more retired FDNY, NYPD, and Port Authority than anywhere in the country. So a lot of these guys were there on 9/11, now live in Florida. So we've done big 9/11 events over the years I've been governor. And but what ended up happening, having so many of those guys in Florida, it inspired us to now we're the first state to require mandatory 9/11 curriculum in the schools every September 11th. And so they're going to learn about the evil that happened that day, which we can never forget about. And we have to understand there are threats to freedom. But also the good that happened with how people responded and the number of people that gave their lives running into those towers, knowing they probably weren't going to be able to ever get out of those towers, but they did it to be able to save others. And so that really, the people that responded, that represents the best of America. And we need to make sure our young people know that.
Yeah, I do agree there. And that the fact that national buy-in isn't what it was. Like, we got to a really divisive place in our politics where, and I would say Biden was a fraud for saying he was going to unite the country because, you know, we famously said voter ID laws were Jim Crow on steroids and it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know, he didn't, not exactly an olive branch if you're trying to get people to save the date to a unity party. I don't know that calling him Jim Crow on steroids is going to get the job done. But as it pertains to the conversation of COVID, okay, there's been a lot of revisionist history around COVID, okay? And you have gotten what I consider to be rightly deserved credit for your leadership. I know there was an initial shutdown, but the president, former President Trump, is trying to say that you listened to Fauci more than he did. Is there any world where that's true?
No, of course not. I mean, we loosely followed federal guidelines for a matter of weeks, and then we departed and led the nation for a matter of years. And that is well documented. Almost everything I did, from making sure businesses could be open, to making sure kids could be in school, to making sure people could be attending church and synagogue and doing what they wanted to do and make their own decisions. Fauci opposed us vocally while he was working for Donald Trump. And that is very well documented. In fact, during that time in COVID, particularly the summer of 2020 and beyond, the Florida media would use the Trump administration as a cudgel to attack me because they'd say, Governor DeSantis is not following the White House guidelines. He has restaurants open. He has all this other stuff. And they were constantly coming back to that. So that's just the reality. And I also remember, because I was working really hard to help Donald Trump get reelected in 2020, I remember cringing when his campaign put out a video where Fauci is bragging that everything he told Donald Trump to do, Trump did. They were bragging about that. And then, of course, his last day in office, he gave Fauci a presidential commendation. Megyn Kelly confronted him about that, and he said, "Oh well, I don't know who gave that to him." It literally says President Trump awards commendation. Is this the Immaculate Commendation or something like that? Did this just happen out of thin air? Give me a break. People need to take responsibility for their actions. They need to own what they did. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that's important looking forward. You know, with me, all those mistakes will never be repeated again. Mm-hmm. And you know, I will hold NIH, CDC, FDA accountable for the mistakes and the lies and everything that happened that hurt a lot of people in this country. Mm-hmm. You can take that to the bank with me. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump, he's basically saying he did everything right. And I think that means you should understand he would do the same thing all over again if put in that position. And that would be disastrous for our country.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. We're talking to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And to be clear, we give you all the credit in the world, because I say when it comes to COVID, but when it really comes to any issue, true leadership is not about reading the room and the poll numbers and the news cycle. It's about crunching the data and leading the room, even if you have to do so in the face of great criticism from the press. Because at the end of the day, if you got to get the job done, you got to get the job done. You don't need to win a popularity contest for 24 hours on CNN and MSNBC or even my channel. You need to lead. So we give you all the credit in the world.
Even if it ends up being longer, that's your detriment. Yeah. Because during the time when I was really getting pressured, particularly over the summer of 2020, to say, oh, cases are going up, you got to shut down all this stuff. Fauci was saying that the media, I had supporters that were telling me, dude, you're getting filleted. Yep. You need to do something. You need to just do some mandates just to show you're doing something. And I said, no, that's not right. Mm-hmm. If at the end of the if that costs me my job, then that is the problem. You cannot put your finger in the wind. And after, you know, 8-12 weeks into the COVID thing, I knew what I was doing was right. I knew it wasn't popular. I knew the medical establishment and the media were not going to back what I was doing. But I knew it was right, and I was willing to let the chips fall where they may. I cared more about getting kids in school and making sure these businesses survive than I worried about how it affected my political trajectory. And you know what happens? When people see you do the right thing under those circumstances, they may not appreciate it in the instant. It may take them some time, but eventually they appreciate what you did. And I think that's one of the reasons we've done so well in Florida, because people know I'm willing to fight for them even when it's not easy.
And I think people do love that about you. I think that's commendable. I'm going to ask you one question about someone else you're running against. Tim Scott, who's been on this show, famously claimed on this show, this might shock you, it might be the most damaging piece of opposition research on Tim Scott, is he claims that Rocky III is the best Rocky. Does a Ron DeSantis presidency open with Rocky III?
No, no way. I mean, look, I always go back to Rocky I.
The OG.
But if you had to push me beyond Rocky I, just because I was a kid and I went to see Rocky IV in the theaters and saw the fight against Drago, and I was inspired to really become a strong cold warrior in part. Because of Rocky IV. So, you know, while I respect Clubber Lang, I think the original Rocky is the classic. And then I do think Rocky IV, from a pro-America perspective, you know, you gotta pay respects to that that fight against Drago.
And you know what? If you don't actually shout out Rocky for beating Drago, there are factions of the media that would say you're in bed with Russia.
That's right. Well, it's interesting, though. You know, at that time, you know, probably the liberal media was more on the side of Drago. You know, they
probably
thought that it was jingoistic or too nationalistic to be rooting for Rocky. You know, now I know they've kind of changed because of the Trump-Russia collusion force and all that. But that was definitely, you know, as a kid going to different movies, that was definitely one that I had huge, huge memories about doing. And I've shown, you know, some snippets to my kids.
Yeah, no, I'm your age. I was shadow boxing in that theater, but I was realistic. Like, you served in the military. You played college ball. You know, when you're in the theater and you want to be Rocky, I actually just wanted to be Paulie. You know, his deadbeat brother-in-law.
I mean, I'll tell you what, that was a great character.
Burt Young.
I think he did a good job. And, you know, those are some epic moments. I mean, you had Burgess Meredith as Mick.
Mickey.
I mean, what a great character. I mean, those were great films. I mean, they did a really good job. And think about how much he's been able to do. Rocky V never happened. We know that. So just put that aside. But when they did Rocky Balboa many years later, it was a good movie.
It was
good. My wife and I went to see it. It was good. And then the whole Creed series, I think, has been really good.
No, 100%, Governor DeSantis. We love that. We love that take. And I got to tell Tim Scott, because the high horse Rocky III thing, like, I get it, but I'll handle it for it. You don't worry about nothing. We do know it's your birthday. I'm sure there's going to be some type of celebration. But really quick, I'm down 40 seconds. But you did launch your Early State Faith Coalition today, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, you know, we've got a lot of faith leaders, but also just, you know, Iowans, New Hampshire folks, and then South Carolinians who just want to be able to exercise freedom. Mm-hmm. I think the left in this country, you know, they're on the march against
everything.
Religious freedom. Yep. We're going to protect it as president.
No, we appreciate that. Okay. You protect it. You stand your ground on that Rocky IV. I'll handle anybody else who comes by here. Hey, 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 that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. We are back here in the studio Monday, ready to rumble. Believe me, I'm going to be cranky after another weekend of Greek yogurt because I got to starve for my stand-up special. Lord knows what's coming out of my mouth on Monday, but I'll see you there.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.